You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media for this Monday afternoon. Mark Russo is here. He's with Risk Pulse in Chicago to take a look at the weather forecast. Mark, let's start here in the United States. We've had a pretty active weather pattern, clearly. I'm wondering if it will settle down anytime soon.
Well, Todd, as we look out through at least the first half of April, we're not seeing any extended stretches of dry weather. And bottom line is that the pattern across the central U.S. looks to still be on the active side, with additional storm systems moving from west to east across the region. Now, at least compared to recent weeks, the upcoming systems will be relatively fast movers, and so we're not expecting any kind of heavy or inundating rains, which is what occurred with some of these more recent systems. However, because of the higher frequency of these systems and overall just this active pattern, what that means is that there's just limited days of dry weather, so more closed days versus open days from now into the middle of the month. And so that, combined with still variable temperatures, no sign of any ideal warm stretches coming up that would really help improve things, we just are not seeing that from now through the middle of the month.
Wind and heat are the two things that really up the evaporation rates. I take it that there'll be enough of these small systems, even if they're moving fast, that evaporation rates won't be able to dry things out too much.
Yeah, and really looking ahead here, at least the best time frame for will be a few days of warmer than normal conditions. Actually, could be centered over the upcoming weekend. We'll see high temperatures here in the Midwest climbing up into the 60s, even some lower 70s. But again, that's short-lived, and by the middle of next week, actually back down to cooler than normal readings. Just nothing extremely cold.
At this time of year, the Delta area is usually going full bore. What are conditions like there?
They've been also kind of on the slow side from a fieldwork prep and planning progress. Their biggest rains occurred back, earlier in March, and then additionally they saw some rains here over the weekend, especially across the far northern areas of the Delta, at least from a heavier rain standpoint. Coming up, again, more rain is on the way, and so again, that's going to keep things on the slower side. We're also having, again, the Mississippi River flooding there, so acreage closest to Mississippi, having its issues there as well. And again, that's going to take some time here as those floodwaters are going to continue, as the stuff upstream up north in the upper Midwest, that all still has to come down, and it's going to take some time.
Can you check in on the second crop corn in Mato Grosso and Brazil for me too?
Yeah, it's interesting here, Todd, specifically with the winter corn in the northern winter corn belt centered in Mato Grosso. They've actually shifted drier in recent weeks, and that followed a wetter than normal February. So we've seen some variability in rainfall trends so far this season. As we look ahead, in general, it's a slightly drier than normal pattern throughout the first half of April. So with April being kind of that final inning, if you would, of the rainy season, and especially critical for winter corn as they rely on still the rainy season rains and soil moisture to carry them over into the dry season, it really puts a lot of emphasis on better rains later on in the month as we wind down the rainy season. And right now it looks quite debatable. Again, it's not extremely dry, but the rain opportunities coming up are infrequent and a bit more minor versus major.
Hey, thanks so much. I appreciate it.
Yeah, you're welcome, Todd.
That is Mark Russo. He is with Risk Pulse out of Chicago, Illinois. I'm Todd Gleason.